At this time, we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, and it's a feast that brings us back to the mystery of Christmas, and we traditionally think of the great story of the three kings, or the Magi from the East who traveled a long distance to encounter Jesus and to honor him. And not much is known about the Magi, but what we do know about them from the sacred scriptures can help us very much in our own relationship to Christ. You know, what I find interesting about the Magi is when they came looking for the child Jesus, they referred to him as the newborn king of the Jews. And these Magi were not of the Jewish religion. They were of some foreign religion that had nothing to do with the Ten Commandments or the Old Covenant, yet they were proclaiming that Jesus is the one who brings the fulfillment, the Old Covenant. And there was another time in the life of Jesus when someone from a non-Jewish pagan religion proclaimed him king of the Jews, and that was Pontius Pilate, when on the cross he put that sign, Jesus of Nazareth, king of the Jews. It's as if God was using the people from all different parts of the world to proclaim that in Jesus the fullness of God's presence in this world had come for all people. The Magi are traditionally known as being numbered as three people, the three kings or the wise men. And we have that number three because of the three gifts, the gold, the frankincense, and myrrh. But there could have been more than three. At any rate, some of the things we know about the Magi from the sacred scriptures are very helpful to us. I want to point out three things that we see in the Magi that can help us right now in our life. The first thing is they recognize that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Now, that sounds like a very simple thing. I mean, we say that in the Creed, that he is the Son of God. But it means that they realize that Jesus is someone who's very, very important, that he deserves our attention. We cannot ignore him. The question that ultimately matters with regard to the person of Jesus is he the Lord or not? And the answer is, he is. And if he is, we have to listen to him, we have to try to know him and to grow in a relationship to him. Very simple lesson, but it's one we have to work at day in and day out. Sometimes people will say that they accepted Jesus as Lord years ago, but we have to accept him as Lord every single day. In other words, we have to recognize that right now, at this present moment in our life's journey with all the stuff we have to deal with, that Jesus is Lord and he deserves our attention, our prayer, our heroic efforts to do his will. Jesus is the Lord. The Magi recognize that, and it's good for us to do so as well. The other thing about the Magi that can help us right now is they make great effort, and they persevere in that effort to see Jesus, to encounter him, to experience his presence in their own lives. When we hear the story of the Magi in the scriptures, we have to realize that they traveled quite a distance, and they probably face all manner of difficulties along the way. And yet, they had that one goal in mind, to encounter Jesus. It was so important for them. We put effort into our encounter with Jesus when we go to Mass, when we have our faith, when we pray the rosary, when we study the scriptures, when we put our hope in God, we put a lot of effort in that. But you know, we also have to persevere in that effort. That's what the Magi did. They could have gone halfway along their journey, and then because things were too hard, they could have quit. They could have said, yeah, we started off this journey great, focused on Jesus, but things got too hard, so we quit. Well, that can happen to us too. Sometimes we can go to situations that are just too hard, and we don't know how to go through it, we don't think we can. Well, what do the Magi teach us? They teach us to stay focused, to persevere in looking for Jesus, in looking for the signs of his presence. In the case of their journey, it was the star that led them to the manger to see Jesus and his mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Well, in our lives, sometimes we go through darkness. I don't know if you know such an experience where it seems like your whole world has totally fallen apart, and you feel like you're surrounded by darkness, and you feel like a weight, a real weight put upon you, and you're kind of struggling with that. Well, that's where that very situation is where you've got to persevere. You've got to persevere in looking for the light that points out the presence of Jesus in your life. And that light could be other people. It could be other people whose lives of goodness and of love and of faith and hope have inspired you along the way. Look to them and let them be your guides in that dark time you might be going through, whenever it may happen to you. There's an old saying, the deeper the darkness, the brighter the stars of heaven shine. What happens, though, is when we go through that situation where it seems like our whole world has fallen apart, instead of looking to the stars, we tend to look down at the ground, and we feel like there's no way to go. But the Magi teach us that no matter how deep the darkness is, the star is there, and it might disappear for a while, but it's still there. You just got to persevere in looking for it. Those stars, like I said, could be the people or even past experience you had of God's blessing in your life that will lead you to persevere in your devotion to Jesus. And finally, the Magi, when they go to Jesus and they encounter him, they give him gifts. They give him their treasures, the gold, the frankincense, and myrrh. Now, we have to do the same, but what we do when we go to Jesus in our prayer is we ask him to give us gifts. You know, we say, Lord, please solve this problem. Please heal that relationship. Please fix this situation and heal this person and help things to be right again. But we have to not only have that prayer petition where we ask God for things, but we really have to give him gifts, our treasures. And what are our treasures? Well, as you get older, as you go to different things in life, you'll come to realize that the greatest treasures that you have are the people in your life, are your family and your loved ones and your friends, and all of the people who have helped you in some way in this life's journey. So what we do is we bring them to Jesus. They are our treasures, and we give them to the Lord Jesus. And this could be people who have died, who have left us, and we miss them very much, but they're still our treasures, and we give them to Jesus. And it's very simple to do. You just, when you pray, you say, Lord, I give to you this person and that person. I give to you this relationship. I give to you this situation. I give it all to you, and you hold on to my treasures for eternity. That's the best place to put your treasures, because Christ will hold on to them and keep them safe forever. So, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Epiphany, may we allow this feast day to teach us wisdom, to help us to be the wise people who recognize that Jesus is Lord, and therefore he's very important. People who are making great effort and persevering in this effort to see Jesus and to allow the lights of heaven to guide us to him. And finally, may this feast day inspire us to be people who give all of our treasures to the Lord Jesus. God bless you.